You know, Mark, I don't often know what he's going to do, except for the first half, and sometimes I don't know that. But as I was taking a break, I was thinking about this season, and this is the week of Thanksgiving. And so what he wants to do is thanks receiving, because he said, what, we're pretty good at giving thanks. And he said he can do it again and again and again, helping us receive better, because it's a theme he has to come back to for us to really receive. But I think now that we've connected with nature, we can feel receiving in a new way. So this is a gift for thanks receiving. All right, hit it. Yeah, there's plenty of crystals in that bowl. Help yourself. And J. Michael, I have some stones here from Peru. A couple of them are yours. Blessings, blessings, dear friends, this is Mark. Sometimes you feel us as a voice, as a disembodied being, or perhaps you find us in a straight line from the source. But now we would like you to feel us around you everywhere, holding you, embracing you, giving you love. So we would ask you to soften your very being, your heart and soul, in a way to receive love. For thanksgiving and thanks receiving are simply two aspects of being love. You know that we love you, but in our years of teaching, we seldom stop to let you simply feel that. Absorb our love into your being, and then absorb more. Allowing this love to electrify you, to magnetize you, to adore you. Allow all your blocks to be broken down, so that you can receive unfettered, complete adoration. I'll say it again because it's hard to get this word past your ego. Let you receive complete, whole, unfettered adoration. Let it crush your concepts of small unworthiness. Let it obliterate your fears. Receive that you are adored. Just who you are, just as you live and breathe, you are cherished. Feel the stream of cherish. Feel the stream of adoration. Feel the stream of complete trust. That's a hard one too. You come up with all the reasons why you are not trusted. Receive that you are trusted by the universe. Failure to receive this is the core of your inability to trust the world. You are cherished, loved, adored. You, just how you are trusted. Trusted. Receive that into yourselves. Receive it deeper into yourselves. There's much muck that trust, when received wholly, can transform. Trust burns off self-doubt. For who could hold on to your puny self-doubt when you have the cosmos trusting you? The cosmos trusts you. Feel and receive reverence. You are revered. You, in your present state, are revered. For how could you not be all these things? You are God. Yet somehow you seek to attain godhood, yet hold on to all your faults. You are revered. Receive this as a power, not as a word, as a power, as a light, as an electrifying force. Receive it into your being. Part of our bouquet of thanksgiving to you, thanks receiving for you. You are innocent. Feel that reverberate through all the lies you have believed. You are innocent. Innocent. Shatter false conceptions. As
and replace it by the truth of this light. Simply innocent. Treasured beyond belief. You are valued beyond worlds and worlds. Why would so many great beings focus their love, their attention on this blue globe, except for the love we have for you? Your role in the cosmos, your role as an individual soul, is valued and treasured and cherished. Appreciated beyond measure. Appreciated for having taken on a physical body. For having agreed to forget in order to learn. Whole civilizations of beings appreciate you. Nature, your mother, the earth, appreciates you. You only feel the dark side. How perhaps you have hurt the mother earth as a species, but have you sat to see how much she gives and how much she gives because of who you are? You are appreciated by the heavenly hosts, by nature herself, deeply. Feel this in your bones, in your atoms. Be silent while you reorganize yourself, having accepted all these words and all these energies. Clean out the old and really receive all this. Let it remake you. You humans make love, and we say, let love make you. Receive this love, and let it make you anew. Collect this into your physical body and into your light body. Becoming more radiant, more fine, more brilliantly lit. If you believe that love makes you, then you must know she would never make anything to be ashamed of. Feel the confidence that love has in you. And yet, you allow your small ego to tell you otherwise, to construct whole worlds around these lies, to shield you from your own mastery. If love were to make you, she would make you perfectly. And she has. Can you accept this now? Are you finally ready? Are you ready to accept that you are only love? Nothing else has the power to create form but love. Open your heart, open your soul, open yourself. Receiving thanks, receiving love, allowing it to transform the very chemistry of your being as only love can when it is admitted. Bathe in the swirling mists of love and all its aspects, appreciation and reverence, being cherished, being trusted, all are aspects of love. Feel them swirl around you and dance into your heart. Feel them lift your state of life. You are love. Nothing else is real. Love has made you, and her handiwork is magnificent. We're talking to you. In this period of Thanksgiving, we wish you to receive without boundaries that you, we're talking to you, are magnificent. Not you are becoming magnificent, you are. Feel the brilliance of that light. It is that acknowledgement of light that will show up and change everything. This is our gift to you on this evening in this season. And so, with full hearts on behalf of the multitudes who know how to reach you and know how to love, we love you. And we leave you always in love and in thanksgiving. This is Mark and many, many others. We thank you.